Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this hour of prophetic decree. And we want to welcome you if you are coming here for the first time or you are joining us here for the first time. This is Prophetic Decree, Prophetic Broadcast, the program that comes up every midnight like this between 12 hour of 12 o'clock, 12 midnight and 1 a.m. And we thank God for what God has been using the prophetic decree to do. You are welcome if you are joining us for the first time. I want to just assure you that we are going to have testimony. I want to let you know that God is going to visit you. I want to let you know that God is going to minister to your need. I want you to understand that God that have brought you here is going to do something spectacular in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord, worship his name, glorify him, exalt him, magnify him. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be glorified. He's an awesome God. He never failed. He has been doing great work in our lives. Great, bless his name. Appreciate him. He was, he is, and is to come. I bless your name, Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Beloved, I want you to cry unto the Lord, say, oh God, my Father, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for your mercy over my life in Jesus' name. We pray, say, oh God, my Father, I thank you for fighting my battle for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for fighting my battle for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for fighting my battle for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for fighting my battle for me in Jesus' name. We pray. Open your mouth, say, every evil hand laid on my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand laid on my destiny, wither, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil done to my life when I was a child, every evil done to my life when I was a child that is affecting me negatively, in the name of Jesus, every evil done into my life that is affecting me negatively, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil done to my life when I was a child that is affecting me negatively, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil done into my life that is affecting me negatively, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil done to my life that is affecting me negatively, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil done to my life when I was a child that's affecting me negatively, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil done into my life when I was a child that's affecting me negatively, there, in Jesus' name, pray, say, evil arrow, fire into my blood, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow, fire to my blood, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow, fire to my blood, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. Evil arrow, fired into my blood, go back, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray, any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, in the name of Jesus, function well now, in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, in the name of Jesus, function well now, function well now, function well now, function well now, function well now. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, in the name of Jesus, function well now, function well now, function well now, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every evil operation against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil operation against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil operation against my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Say, powers that have caged my children, there, in the name of Jesus. powers that have caged my children. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that have caged my children. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that have caged my children. They are in Jesus' name, pray. I loose myself from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the grip of household wickedness in Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, today is the 22nd day of the month of April, year 2021. And I want you to listen very well as I take you deeper into the realm of the spirit. Today I'll be talking about dealing with anti-adverse forces, anti-adverse powers, powers that we allow people to labor, but we not allow them to reap what they have labored for. We call them anti-adverse powers. Anti-adverse powers. When we say anti-adverse powers, we are talking about the power that allow people to sow, but we not allow them to reap. We are talking about the power that allow people to reap, but will not allow them to enjoy the fruit of one's labor. We are talking about the powers of the emptiers. We are talking about the power that destroy the harvest. We are talking about the power of the wasters. We are talking about destructive powers. These are the powers we call wasting powers. These are the power we call anti-adverse forces. Look at the example of this power in operation in Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianite, the children of Israel made them the den, which are in the mountain, and cave, and stronghold. And so it was, when the Israel had sown, look at verse 3. And so it was, when the Israel had sown, that the Midianite came, and the Amalekite, and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ox. Look at what they have done. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camel were without numbers, and they enter into the land to destroy it. Look at verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cry unto the Lord. When you are fighting anti-adverse forces, you must cry unto the Lord. Look at the people of Israel. They became poor. They became impoverished. They could not have anything. They labor. They sow. They have wasted a lot of time sowing. They sweated, and the power waited for them to labor. And now the time to harvest, the power came, and they harvested everything. The Midianites will come, they will harvest everything. The Amalekites will come, they will harvest everything. These are the power we call anti-adverse forces, anti-adverse powers. Powers that will allow you to work for 35 years. Then, for the time you need to sit down and enjoy it, they said no. This kind of powers are the power we are going to fight now. I want you to get ready. Any power that is interested in wasting your labor, any power that says you will not enjoy your labor, any power you give birth to a child, you nurse the child, you send the child to school, and now the child have grown, and now for you to be enjoying them, once satanic power has taken over, you must fight back. You must fight back. These are what we call anti-adverse forces, anti-adverse powers. It's time for you to pray. Say, every anti-adverse power contending against my destiny, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every anti-adverse powers contending against my destiny, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every anti-adverse power contending against my destiny, yeah. Every anti-adverse power contending against my destiny, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, anti-adverse forces of my father's house, In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, anti-adverse forces of my father's house. In Jesus' name, say any power waiting for me to labor, I'm planning to waste my labor. In the name of Jesus, any power waiting for me to labor and is planning to waste my labor. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you spirit of emptiness, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of emptiness, your time is up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I shall reap my labor. I shall eat the fruit of my labor. My investment shall not be wasted. Power assigned to waste my investment shall be wasted. I will not be put to shame. Verdict of darkness against my labor shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, say every dream of the wasters fashioned against me, in the name of Jesus, every dream of wasters fashioned against me, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, you need to shout it loud and clear. Say, evil pursuer of my destiny, in the name of Jesus, evil pursuer of my destiny, in the name of Jesus, evil pursuer of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, evil pursuer of my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I shall reap what I have labored for. I shall enjoy all that I have labored for. The enemies will not harvest my labor. My harvest shall not be consumed by the wicked. My old age shall not be in pain. My old age shall not be in sorrow. My children shall not become bastard. My children shall not be destroyed. The glory of my children shall not sink. Charm will not work against my children. Spell will not work against my children. Enchantment will not work against my children. I shall not cry over my children. I shall not know the graveyard of my children. In the name of Jesus, say any power assigned to make my children a pain in my heart. In the name of Jesus, any power assigned to make my children sorrow in my heart. Any power assigned to make my children sorrow in my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Beloved, now get a bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on it. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil. We sanctify this bottle of oil with the power of the Holy Ghost. The bottle of water, we pray that the blood of Jesus will enter there. Both the oil and the water shall carry your power. The power of the fire of the Holy Ghost shall enter there. The power and the blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. The fire of deliverance shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. Deliverance power shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. Yoke-breaking power shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. The oil and the water shall become divine medication. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take this oil and anoint your head. Shout it loud and clear. Say, evil hand controlling my head. Say it again. Evil hand controlling my head. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand controlling my head. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand controlling my head. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand controlling my head. Catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and put it on your chest. Say, evil hand laid on my chest. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand laid on my chest. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand lay on my chest. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your stomach. Anoint your stomach. Say, evil hand laid on my stomach. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil hand laid on my stomach.
cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil ant, lead my stomach, cast fire in Jesus' name. We pray. I want to pray on your hand now. Anoint your two hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. I command the yoke upon this hand to be broken, chains of darkness upon this hand be broken. I liberate this hand right now, and I command the hand to receive anointing to make wealth in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs now. I speak to every arrow of backwardness. I command it to go back to the sender. I command your leg to be delivered from bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your request. Father, we pray on this request. Let this request receive divine touch. Let there be answer speedily on this request. Let there be miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. I bless all those who have joined us right now. Let the blessing of the Lord come upon your life. Your destiny shall be favored. Your glory shall be favored. Your marriage shall be favored. Your blessing shall be favored. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, you shall be blessed with twins and triplets. Those who are here, if not married, Jehovah God will give you your own partner. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus. All documents that are seized shall be released. All those who are waiting for their permanent resident document, I command you to receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are waiting for one document or the other, I command them to be released now. In the name of Jesus. Those who want to sit for the exam, I decree that you will pass the exam excellently well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Any power that is tormenting you in the dream shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. Any covenant that tie you down shall be broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, you can send information to this WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Flagstaff Town. You can see us if you want to, if you live around and you want to see us, or you live nearby, you can see us on Tuesday from 12 o'clock. You can see us on Thursday from 8 o'clock. You can see us on Sunday from 6:30 a.m. God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.